7. The safety lamp. A. Sutcliffe and A.P.D. Sutcliffe. Coal mining has always been a dangerous occupation, not only because of the likelihood of injury from falling rock, but also because of the presence of the gas known as fire damp. This gas, whose chemical name is methane, with the formula CH4, is present in all coal mines. It escapes with great force from cracks or gaps in the coal layer, making a noise like that of a strong wind. For this reason, the cracks were known as blowers at the date of this story. Fire damp, mixed with from 4 to 12 times its own volume of air, explodes when a light is applied to it, the most explosive mixture being composed of one part of gas to 7 or 8 parts of air. The gas, mixed with more than 12 times its own volume, burns quietly with a pale blue flame. In these respects, it's very similar to the coal gas from the gasworks. Miners who had to have some light in the dark mines used candles for many years, but they could do so only in those parts of the mines where the proportion of gas and air gave a non-explosive mixture. The use of naked lights in coal mines has always been dangerous. An interesting method of providing illumination was used in a few mines near the sea. The scales of some fish possessed the strange property of glowing in the dark. So, miners used to fix them onto a wooden board and take that into the mine. The glow from the scales gave a faint glimmer of light. About the year 1740, a Whitehaven mining engineer named Spedding invented an illuminating machine called a steel mill, which produced sparks. Thus, it could be used in places where the mixture of gas and air was not highly explosive, that is, where it would not be exploded by a spark. It consisted mainly of a piece of flint fixed against the jagged edge of a steel wheel. Sparks were produced when the wheel was turned rapidly round by hand, so that the jagged edge rubbed against the flint. The same method of producing sparks is used in a modern cigarette lighter. In 1813, the Society for the Prevention of Accidents in Coal Mines was formed, and many influential people in the north of England became members of it. One such member was John Hodgson, vicar of Huath, near Newcastle. He had a good knowledge of mining, and was particularly interested in this society, especially after a terrible accident at a pit in his neighbourhood, when more than 90 men were killed. In the year 1815, Hodgson met the eminent scientist Sir Humphrey Davy, who was travelling in the north, and they discussed safety devices in the mines. Sir Humphrey became interested in the problem, and in the course of a few months he had invented his safety lamp. It consisted of a lighted wick which was surrounded by an iron gauze. Through the holes of the gauze, the air necessary for burning could pass in, and the products of combustion pass out. But the flame did not pass through the holes, and so the surrounding explosive mixture of fire damp and air was not set alight. In later models, a glass cylinder was substituted for the lowest part of the gauze. Sir Humphrey sent his first lamp to Mr. Hodgson and asked him to try it out. The first trials were made at the mouth of an iron pipe which discharged fire damp from the mines. The lamp burned brightly but safely. Mr. Hodgson then tried it in the well-ventilated parts of the mines, and again found that it burned with safety. This encouraged him to make a more serious trial, which was successful.